Hello, and thanks again for your call to Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff, starting this week off to encourage you to go to higher ground with God. You know, I love that song that we sing that says, Lord, lift me up and let me stand, plant my feet on higher ground, it says. And we need to be on higher ground. If you're not going up steps upward to God and gaining ground daily, learning more about Jesus, becoming more like Him, then we have a problem. So we should be growing in the grace of God. We should be growing in the knowledge of God. Our faith should be increasing. Our love for God and our love for people should be growing. And that's what this whole Daily Inspiration line is for, to help you grow and to help you love Jesus a little bit more. You know, the Bible says that he that is given much, much will be required. And so you've been given a lot if you've got a Bible, and you're going to be required a lot. So why not give God 199%? Go ahead for 200% and let Him have it all. You know, I think about this whole world as I'm in it, and I'm working, and I'm going here and going there, and have to buy things and sell things, and always going down the road and see a billboard, or you go into a store and there's a magazine, or you see immodesty and gross sin and just wicked people everywhere and darkness prevailing, music is wicked, there's wicked movies and TV on everywhere you go. And you know, the Bible tells us that pure religion and undefiled before God, you know, and the Father is this, to visit the widows and the fatherless, and then it says to keep yourself unspotted from the world. And, you know, we think about taking care of the widows and we think about the orphans, but do you really ever camp on that part to where you're supposed to keep yourself unspotted from the world? God is like giving you this perfect white linen garment, and He commands you to stay clean. And, you know, the only way I can stay clean is if I walk with God day by day, minute by minute, walk in the Spirit, walk in the counsel of wise men, stay around the things that are life and truth, stay away from the things that cause me to just be neutral. Psalm 1, we all know it well, we quote it, most of us have it memorized. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. It says his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. As we read the first part of that Psalm 1 there, it's telling you if you want to be blessed, you want to be happy, you want to be saved, you want to be right with God, you've got to walk with wise men, walk in godly places, do not walk where there is ungodliness. The only reason I'm going to ever be close to ungodliness is because I'm there as a minister of reconciliation. I'm there to help men find the truth. But I'm not sitting there with them, sinning with them and loving their sin and shouting for their trash and admiring their sin. No way. I'm there to warn them of the danger they're in. I'm there to help them find the truth, because you can see the progression. First, I walk with them, it says. And then it says, blessed is man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Then it says he stands in the way of sinners. So first you walk with them. You're standing with them. Then it says, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. You become comfortable and you sit down and fellowship with it. Whether you're locked in, sitting down, watching the ball game, the movie, whatever it is, but you've gotten still, your guard is down, and now you've gone from walking to standing to sitting, and what's going to be next? You're going to lose your way. You're going to lose your light. You're going to lose your witness. And it's very important that we maintain, that we walk not in their path. The Bible says that we're not going to, you know, be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath the light with the darkness? What concord hath Christ with Belial there, a believer with an unbeliever? We must keep ourselves unspotted from a world that hates God, that crucified Christ, that rejects the light. So I just want to encourage you with that today. We'll talk again tomorrow on some of these subjects. Keep the faith. Love Jesus.